Hello, West Liberty. This is Mason. You're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. In the studio with me today, I have Dee Dee, my current vice president of Phi Delta Theta, West Virginia Gamma. Dee Dee has also served as recruitment chair in the fraternity. Dee Dee, how are you doing this early afternoon?
I'm pretty good, Mason. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's your day so far?
It's all right. Went to the calf.
Nice, nice. Did you get anything good?
No. I'm not a fan of their brunch.
I'm not either.
Not either?
Yeah, I just woke up. Yeah, not too long ago.
Just woke up.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Okay, so when you decided to join Phi Del, what played into your decision?
Well, it was mostly because when I was in high school, I knew some guys up here, and I was always hanging out with them. At one point, I lived with the president, the former president before Ashton Keppel. So I kind of got exposed to Phi Delta, and that's really the only fraternity up here that I was really close with. I knew the other fraternities, but I was never as close with them as I am with Phi Delta and the guys in Phi Delta. And and right now I'm serving as the current vice president, but after this term, I'm done being vice president.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm going to run.
Yeah, I know. I heard you're going to run. And what do you think? What do you think about the whole fraternity since you just joined?
I'm enjoying it a lot.
What are you enjoying most about it?
Just the brotherhood. Having guys to hang out with every day.
Is there anything in particular about the brotherhood that you enjoy? Just hanging out with the guys, or is there something that the fraternity does?
Hanging out with the guys, being able to go to the calf pretty much every day, yourself.
I don't know about going to the calf, though.
Going to the calf is fun sometimes.
The food. Sometimes it's good.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
We can't dog on it too much because one of our own works there.
Oh, it's Stefan. Yeah, I mean, he only serves the pizza, though. He doesn't really cook it.
Yeah, he cooks it.
Does he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he just threw it into, the oven or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he makes the whole pizzas.
He makes the whole pizzas?
Mm-hmm. Not the dough, but, the sauce and putting the sauce on the dough and
he's not even
the cheese.
Italian.
Well, yeah. You don't have to be Italian to make pizza.
Well, I figured, an Italian would do it better. Terziano.
Is he Italian?
Terziano? Just listen to the name?
I guess. I don't know.
He's as Italian as they come. Did you ever see him?
Okay. We're gonna move on from that.
Alright.
What was there any event that you were particularly that I guess played into your decision? Was there an event that you went and you were oh man, I really need to join these guys?
Not really. I kind of already made my choice even before I came up here, just because I used to live with the former president and I knew basically all the guys in the chapter already. There wasn't really one event, but if I had to pick an event that kind of stood out to me, it was my freshman year's organization fair. This was pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It was it was fall semester. It was warm out. Man, I was in shorts and a t-shirt. We were all out in the quad. We had tables and a little tent set up. All the organizations on campus had their stuff set up there. It was a fun time. There was cornhole and stuff. Everyone was out in the quad.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun time. I liked that.
Because when I talked to Ashton a couple weeks ago, his event he enjoyed was Topgolf. Which mm-hmm. we're supposed to be going to Topgolf eventually.
Eventually. Snows just keeps delaying it, so.
So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Whenever that happens.
Yeah, whenever that happens.
What are some of your responsibilities as vice president to ensure that the fraternity stays running smoothly?
Well, I mostly help out with recruitment, just because that's a very important thing to our chapter, to keep growing our chapter. My responsibilities are also to make sure everyone's doing their job properly, everyone knows what they're doing, help out wherever I can, and also to basically work on any special assignments Ashton wants me to work on, but generally just make sure everyone's doing their job, help out with recruitment. That's the two big things that the vice president works on.
Mm-hmm.
Something you probably have to.
No, can't wait. Hopefully fingers crossed. I have to come up with some speech.
Yeah,
I got a campaign.
It better be a good one. My speech wasn't that good, but I still won. But your speech better be a good one. There's like five candidates.
Well, I was taught public speaking by the best.
Were you?
Yes.
Who was that?
Jeff Feaster.
Oh, yeah.
My one of my broadcasting professors who will be listening to this interview shortly.
Well, I'm sure he's a good public speaker. So, ask him about what you should do for your speech, because it's not only just going to be like the guys in the chapter. It'll be alumni and stuff there, too. Mm-hmm. So, be a lot of guys. Be a lot of pressure on you if you want to win vice president, since there are like a bunch of other candidates.
Yes. So, what are some of your skills that you've developed by being vice president?
I would say through like vice president, just like taking care of the guys, like having more responsibilities, doing like being more involved with like the just how everything works, how every position works. You get to learn like a bunch of stuff from all the positions, since vice president kind of has to like make sure mm-hmm. everyone's doing their job correctly and stuff. Like with the treasurer, I learned more about how like the financial aspect of the fraternity. I see what the treasurer does and stuff like that. You also learned all the leadership skills and stuff like that from being vice president and just being in the fraternity in general, since they'll send you to PLC, the leadership conference. They'll send you all over the place if you want to go. And just being vice president, you have to be in charge of a good bit of guys with the president. So you got to do a lot. You learn a lot of leadership skills, and you learn a lot of social skills too, because you really got to talk to people. Especially like with me doing vice president and doing recruitment,
mm-hmm.
I have to talk all the time. And I'm good at talking.
Yeah, you're amazing at talking. I mean, so how did you meet Steven? Because that was originally how I got in the loop.
Steven, I was told to do a recruitment run, right? Because, mm-hmm. okay, so basically a recruitment run is like we go to the CAF, we go to the union, we go to wherever, find guys, talk to them, see if they're like a good material for recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk to them like a little bit more, get their contact, talk to them, invite them out to events, and see if they if they're gonna be a good fit. And I met Steven in the business lounge in the main hall, just because after class one day I decided, you know what, I'm gonna go to the business lounge, see if there are any potential new members sitting around. And I see Steven doing a quiz, so I sit there and I bother him when he's doing a quiz. And then, I guess he liked that, because he came to the serenades during homecoming week, and he brought you.
We went to the house. We went to the serenades. The serenades were very interesting to watch.
Yeah,
I had never experienced something like that before, and
It was a good time.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Watching you, someone who I had known for like 20 minutes, dance around on stage.
Yeah. Next year, next year, pretty sure you're going to be the one dancing.
Oh.
I did my time. I've danced in like every single Phi Delta homecoming show.
I have to dance around next?
Yeah, I've danced in every single homecoming show since like freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, last year I was running, so I had to dance. But the year before, I one of the guys was running, I volunteered to dance. So like
who did you dance with? Wasn't it Jonathan Howard, the previous president? That's his like new fiance, right?
Yeah,
that's who that
Hannah
was.
Hannah Jacobs. Yeah, she. I think she was the former president of DOK. We were running with DOK that year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're gonna have to take a quick break. We'll be back with our next segment right after this on 91.5 WGLZ. Welcome back, West Liberty. If you are just tuning in, I'm in the studio talking with Dee Dee about his role as Vice President of Phi Delta Theta. Dee Dee, what is the official process of recruiting new people into the fraternity?
Well, the official process, well, obviously we gotta have to find them first, and like I said, you know, we just find them wherever in the union, CAF, student lounge, like, or we find them at events that they come out to. Then next process we do, we give out bids, and then all the guys will have a chapter meeting. We'll all vote on them if they can, like, if we have a majority vote. The bid is officially extended to them, and they're officially in the Phi Chi process. After that, they go through Phi Chi Ed. That's where we teach them about our history, like what the chapter's all, what the fraternity's all about. Then we initiate them. Yeah, the official process takes like a couple weeks, I think, because we have to give out bids and all that. They have to come to events. I think there's a set amount of events they have to come to. That's like the official process. We don't always like stick to it too often, because just sometimes we just have to make compromises, because, you know, generally we just, nothing will ever like go as we like plan, like 100%.
Nothing will go perfectly.
Nothing ever goes perfectly. I mean, and that's just like, I feel like that's just a part of like life in general. Like, nothing will ever go like perfectly. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, we kind of have to wing it sometimes. Like Topgolf, like, we were planning this for like a while, and it just kept snowing and just kept snowing and just kept snowing. It was too dangerous to drive on the road, so we just kept having to delay it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, nothing ever goes perfect. That was one of our highlight events too, but, you know, it is what it is.
Eventually we'll get to it.
Well, yeah, we'll get to it. I know you've been excited about Topgolf. I know all the guys are pretty excited about Topgolf, but, you know, it is what it is. We did go bowling, though.
We did go bowling.
Bowling was fun.
That was fun.
You only beat me by, like, 1 point, so, like, I wouldn't even.
I still beat you, though.
No, it don't matter. I had, like, 10 strikes. You had, like, nothing. I don't even know how you beat me. Probably cheated.
No, it's just pure bowling skills. You know, all my years of playing Wii Sports bowling finally paid off.
You ever play Wii Sports and, the, you know, how you, like, bowl with the controller and then it slips out and hits the TV?
No, because I use the wrist straps like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use the wrist straps too, but, like, sometimes it's just, you know,
just comes off.
It just comes off and hits, like, TV and your mom yells at you. You know? You never done that?
No.
Well, I have, so.
I have heard stories that whenever the Wii first came out, the wrist strap, that it was, like, the material was, like, really fragile and would easily break. So, yes, that had happened to a lot of people. And then they had to, like, recall all the first controllers.
Oh, I've never heard of that. You ever, like, played Wii boxing?
Yes.
You have siblings?
Yes.
You ever got, like, played Wii boxing with your siblings and gone to a fight?
No. Because my sibling is 10 years younger than me, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't fight a baby. Well, my siblings, they're all, like, 2 years apart. So, I would always get into a fight with, like, the second youngest. Because he's always, like, trying to, like, box me, and then when he wins sometimes, I get mad and I punch him in real life.
Is that the brother that came here?
No. That's okay. The other one. And I would, like, we would actually fight and we'd get yelled at, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Back to the whole not everything going to plan. You said that, you know, if the process was perfect of recruitment, it would take a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How many months did it take for Steven and I to finally make it through the process?
Like, what, 2 months?
More than that.
3 months?
When was homecoming?
Oh.
Because that was when we first started hanging out with you guys, was,
yeah,
homecoming.
Yeah, I mean, see, not everything will ever go perfectly. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, stuff happened that semester, stuff out of our control, a lot of, like, position changes, you know what I mean, big changes, and I feel like, you know, it was me and Ashton's, like, first real semester, like, in charge without any of the more experienced guys around, so we were trying to get a grasp on things, but now I feel like we have a good, like, real good idea of what we're doing. Things are more organized now, and, you know, look, you turned out fine. You and Steven are, you know, runner-up for, like, what, president and vice president, right?
Yeah, we just we come in and we're going to sweep the polls in a couple months. It's
I know not too many people are running for president, but I know a good bit of people running for vice president, so, you know, you got to get
I've got a challenge on my hands.
I mean, like, it's not going to be fun without a challenge, though, you know?
Of course.
See? So, like, there you go, you know?
All right, so I want to change topics here real quick. All right, so tell me about your home country and how you ended up here in Wheeling.
Well, I'm from Thailand. I was born in Bangkok. I lived there for 17 years of my life. I moved to Wheeling when I was 17, going on 18. Mm-hmm. Went to Wheeling Central Catholic High School. Then I came up here, but I came here because when I was back in Thailand, I was just kind of like, I was kind of bored, you know? It was like, you're just living, you know, with your, like, I was just living with my parents and stuff, going to school and stuff like that. I was actually a monk, too, at one point. Yeah. Then I just thought it'd be fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it'd be fun. I had, like, people, relatives living in Wheeling already.
Oh, okay.
So I just thought it'd be fun just to come here, and they said I could stay with them, so.
Because that was going to be my next question was, did you get to pick where you wanted to go?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you said you had relatives in Wheeling, so.
Yeah, I had relatives
in Wheeling. I guess that kind of.
So it was a lot easier just to come to Wheeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you like it here? Do you like it better here than back home?
I like it more here because I have a lot of freedom to do whatever I want. Essentially, and I've grown a lot from that freedom. I make mistakes, you know, you learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
Better than, like, you know, I feel like it's better to have my freedom and do whatever I want. You know, I turned out all right, I think. I don't know, what do you think?
I mean,
you've known me for a little bit.
I've known you for a little bit, and we'll say that for off air. It's all right. I'm just messing with you.
Well, what about you? What about you? Where are you from?
I'm from Tyler County, West Virginia, which is like an hour and a half below Wheeling.
Like below Proctor?
Yes.
Okay. Below How do you like it down there? How do you like it down there?
It's all right. It's backwoods, country.
Define all right.
It's home, so, you know, home's always going to be all right.
What's wrong with backwoods and country?
Well, listen here. Okay, so I went to a school of, you know, country boys and country girls. And I was born in Clarksburg, but moved to Tyler County when I was real young. Okay, so I was not part of that country lifestyle.
You're trying to tell me you're not a part of that country lifestyle. I was born in Bangkok.
That's a city.
It's a city. And I'm here now.
Is it a big city?
Like 8 million people.
8 million?
Eight million in that city. Yeah, it's a big city. It's the capital.
Were you there during the filming of Hangover Part 3 or whatever Hangover movie was?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Were you an extra?
I was not an extra. I wish I was an extra. I would have happily been an extra in that movie.
Oh, of course.
It was an awesome movie. I love that movie.
I forget.
We should watch it sometimes.
Definitely. Brotherhood event.
Brotherhood event. You guys watching Hangover?
Yeah.
I know. I get, like, when I watched it, I could tell where some of the scenes were filmed. I was like, I've been there before.
Hey, my house is over there.
Not like that. Oh, but okay. I could tell, like, oh, that's in downtown. Oh, I've been to that restaurant before. I walked that street one time.
One time.
One time. It's a big city, okay?
When was the last time you were back home? How long has it been?
3 years before COVID.
Really?
Yep.
Has COVID caused you not to be able to go back
because
of travel restrictions and such?
Yeah, travel restrictions and stuff. And, like, you never really know if, like, I go back, would I be able to come back if the restrictions change, like, every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, and I go to school here. I'm like a next year I'll be a senior here. I'm almost done, so I don't want anything to interrupt that process. But probably this summer, restrictions are getting lighter. I'll probably go home just for like a month.
Do you know what you want to do after you graduate from West Liberty?
See, I don't really know yet, but I'd probably like just get like an internship or something in Wheeling just for 1 year to get some experience, you know, and then I'll see where it takes me. I definitely want to see other parts of the country. South Carolina sounds cool.
South Carolina. We're supposed to be going on a trip to, where is it? Somewhere in New York.
No, Lake Erie.
It's like right across the state line to New York.
I don't know, man. I don't remember. That's Jimmy's job, Brotherhood.
Yeah.
I know he planned it and everything, did my part, and I was just like, I forget. I know it's Lake Erie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? What do you plan to do after?
Well, I currently work at iHeartRadio in Wheeling.
Do you want to keep working there?
I would like to. I think it would be a good...
Could you see yourself living in Wheeling, like, in the long run?
I don't know. Living in there for a short time, probably. Or just, like, living in the area.
What's, like, where would you like to go? Like, I don't know.
Somewhere. If iHeartRadio emailed me right now and was like, hey, we have a deal for you. You cannot resist. Like, one of our people just got a deal in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So he's moving to Cleveland and going to be down there or up there, whatever.
What do you prefer? Like, you want to go up north, you know, go down south, go out west?
I like the warm, so like...
You're probably down south.
I want to live in Florida.
Everyone wants to live in Florida.
Florida is such a nice place to be.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I prefer to have seasons to my years, though. Yeah,
I
mean,
I enjoy having seasons as well, but when it's like 20 degrees and the wind chill is like melting your face away is not fun.
Well, it's not fun, obviously, but like, can you imagine Christmas without snow?
They get snow in places like Texas and Florida sometimes. It's very rare. Like, the one snowstorm that Texas had, last year, they, like, had no power and no heating for, like, a week.
So just like us.
Just like us. When the ice storm hit, no one had any idea what was going on.
Yeah. And you still said you can drive through that.
I tried.
It didn't work. It didn't work out too well.
My car is not off-road material. Or ice material.
What is that, Ford?
A Ford Taurus.
Yeah.
What do you drive? You drive like a Honda CRV or something.
At least mine has four-wheel drive.
It does, I guess.
What do you mean you guess? Yes, it does.
It does. Do you? Does it ever get stuck?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes?
When it's like a ridiculous amount of snow, it'll get stuck. But like, if it's, you know, it does better in your car. So, like you said, down south, if you want
to
move?
I would love to live in somewhere like Florida.
Because
mm-hmm. I went to Florida the summer of COVID, like the first summer during COVID.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was nice. I mean, I didn't enjoy the people I went with, but I enjoyed the place. Well, went to Sarasota.
Ooh.
On the Gulf Coast.
I'm actually, before I go home, my plan is before I go home this summer, I'm going to go down to Florida for a week,
mm-hmm.
just chill in Florida, then I might just catch a flight home from there. Yeah. You ever thought about going out west?
Thought about it. Had a trip planned to, like, have, like, a road trip, but it fell through and...
You know, that's exactly... We should go on a road trip.
Fidel road trip, rent a bus.
Yeah, rent a party tour bus. Go across the country.
Go across the country.
No, I'm serious, because like I talked to when I was out on the recruitment run like a couple days ago, I talked to this guy who was like, man, I just went to like Utah. He was like, it was amazing, man. Like the West Coast. Like he said he went to like Utah, Wyoming, Montana, I think. Mm-hmm. He showed me pictures. I was like, damn, that like, that's like awesome. It looked real cool. You know what I mean?
I think that'd be
big
cool.
Mountains.
Just
and
get
stuff.
Let's rent a bus. Let's go out Route 70 as far as we can go. Travel, yeah. Go through cities when we go through it.
Yeah,
that'd be a nice.
That would be fun.
Definitely be a summer event because, you know, school.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, it's gonna have to be in the summer.
But if it, man, we should. If we would have done this, we could have done this in COVID whenever all the classes were online.
Well, I don't want to be on Zoom.
Be on a Zoom call on a bus.
I don't like to like look at stuff when I'm like in a car. It gives me car sickness.
Does it?
Yeah.
You get car sick?
Well, not just like sitting there, but like if I'm like playing on my phone or like looking at a laptop for like an hour, like I'd get a little bit car sick.
Are you the type of person to, do you want to drive the long drive or do you like to ride for the long ride?
I like to drive.
Yeah, I cannot stand riding in a car for a long time.
I can't either. Like, I can't, like, I'll like sleep in the car sometimes, but like, I find it real hard to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know, in the car. That's just me.
Because when I came back from Florida, or
okay, wait, did so you drive to Florida?
We drove 16 hours
dude.
Straight to we left probably midnight and then got there at like 10 or 11 p.m. the next day.
Did Stefan go with you?
No.
Aw.
No.
Has Stefan ever been to Florida?
I don't know.
He did. You mean you two live together? You two are like best friends.
I have no idea if he's ever been to Florida. Actually, yes, he has. Their family go on cruises all the time, so I guarantee you that he has probably been somewhere in Florida, probably just for at an airport. But yeah.
Well, if we're like counting airports, I've been to like I don't know like 20 countries just because of the layovers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Is there any particular country that you want to go see other than back home and here?
I want to go to Europe after I graduate. I want to go see Europe. I've been to Europe, but like that was when I was like a baby. Not a baby, but I was like 5 years old. I want to see like France, Germany, you know, those countries.
The big dogs.
The big dogs. Go to Italy, go to Greece. I heard the beaches at Greece was really nice. Maybe go to Spain, too.
Mm-hmm.
Madrid sounds nice. Nice and warm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Korea, too. I have a buddy that's from Korea.
South Korea?
Obviously, South Korea. What do you think? I have a buddy in North Korea?
I don't know. That is something you don't hear every day. Is yeah, oh yeah, I got a buddy in North Korea. Can they talk to people outside of the country?
I don't think so.
Is that
but
allowed?
Hey, you know what? You want to know a fun fact? You want to know a fun fact? My friend from Korea, from South Korea, he actually goes to Jesuit right now. I was talking to him the other night. He was like, you know, I could actually understand what like if a North Korean was speaking to me. He was like, I can actually understand them, because it's like. Yeah, you know, like American English and British English, he said it's kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
It's like similar, but it's not the same. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
I was like, wow.
I enjoy going to a place like that because it seems like a lot of foreign exchange students come here. I don't know if they get to choose where they go or if, like...
Well,
like
they always... if they're, like, with a program, they don't get to choose, but I'm not with a program.
Oh, okay. But I enjoy meeting foreign exchange students.
Oh, you do?
Like I
had no idea.
I, you know, sitting across from one.
Yeah.
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 But like I've met someone from Nepal. I've met someone from Tunisia.
Tunisia,
which is in northern Africa.
I know where Tunisia is.
Or
I passed geography 101.
You passed it?
I passed it.
I'm taking geography right now.
I passed that class with an A, I'll have you know.
Nice.
I can name all the countries on the map.
Well, for Americans, you know, geography is not the strongest subject in the world. I feel like and even with states, we're not the strongest. But like with people who are from other countries coming to the United States, like they I don't know, they just understand geography more, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it's also because you kind of have to travel from your home country to the States. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you kind of have to, like, obviously you're going to be curious, like, where am I? Where am I having this layover, you know? Or, like, you know, it's kind of cool. So, I don't know. Like, I kind of like geography. I don't know. Countries and stuff. That's kind of cool, man.
All right, so we're going to get back on topic here. We went on this tangent of travel and such. what would you like to see in someone to take your spot as vice president?
I'd like to see someone who's firm with the guys, you know, because at the end of the day, they're a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
You got to be firm with them, but you also have to be, like, tempered. You have to be able to evaluate each situation, you know. Like, because not every situation, like, not every time they mess up or, like, something goes bad, you can yell at them, you know? You got to be tempered like that. You know, obviously, there's going to be arguments. They're guys, you know, they're not angels. They're going to argue and stuff like that. So, you know, you always got to be kind of level-headed, see where they're coming from. And, you know, you also got to be firm with them. Like, no means no. You can't let them walk all over you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, but you also got to, you know, back up the president, you know.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, he is the president. You have a say, but, you know, at the end of the day.
You have to have that dynamic.
You got to have that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about me and Ashton's dynamic?
I think you guys are a good duo.
Yeah?
Why is that? I mean, I didn't get to see before now, but I think you guys kind of have it in check, and you guys know what's going on, and hopefully, if Steven and I become the next president and vice president, we'll live on the legacy. I think we can do it. I think a lot of the guys like us and think that we could do it.
I think so, too. I think it'll come. I think with vice president, it's going to come in close, though, because there's so many people running for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the votes are going to be split. But hopefully you have a good speech, convince a lot of the guys.
Well, I'll train.
You'll train.
I'll do a Rocky training montage before the speech.
You know, that's actually what you should do and show it before.
Make
before
a little election. Motivational video for my campaign.
Yeah, for your campaign, and then just at the end of the thing, just like put up a sign, vote for Mason Ryder.
There you go.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be unique. I don't know. You might get some extra votes.
That would be a. That would blow everyone out of the water.
That might. Actually, that's a good idea, actually. You should do that.
I'll think about it.
No. You should do it.
I'll do it. All right,
there you go.
Okay.
Look at that. Vice president already. Look at that. All the votes right there.
Already. Video hasn't even been filmed. Hasn't been storyboarded. It's already complete. I'm already vice president.
You don't need a storyboard for that. Just have Steven follow you around with the camera and you run up the steps, you know, edit in the Rocky song.
And, yeah, there we go. Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you for the
suggestion.
Yeah, what do you mean? I thought you were doing it. It's not a suggestion.
I thought it was just a joke, but you're like, oh, yeah, you should totally do that.
I think it'll be unique. It'll be fun.
I'll do it.
It'll be fun. So, what do you think? Why do you want vice president?
I don't know. I think it just would leadership skills development, you know.
Yeah.
Build a better relationship with the guys, you know.
I think you already have a good relationship with the guys, and I think leadership skills and leadership training can be developed at any position in the fraternity. Because everyone in the chapter has something to do. Everyone has a voice, you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone can be a leader, you know.
You
don't necessarily have to hold a position to be a leader in the fraternity. Anyone can be a leader.
I just think it'd be cool to be part of the history and people. Yeah, people in the future when I'm gone from this university can look at the composites and be like, oh yeah, look at that guy. He looks pretty cool. He looks like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I get that. I really do. It's a cool job, man. You know, you gotta help the president do a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's a lot of work sometimes, but I feel like the rewards are worth doing it. See, like taking care of the guys and stuff like that. because that's what I try to do too as a VP. Try to focus on the guys, you know, make sure they're happy, make sure they're doing their job, you know, just keep the chapter morale up, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's at an all-time high right now in terms of chapter morale. Everyone gets along. Group chat's always, you know, going off. People always doing something. Like you said, man, they're going to the calf every day together. Yeah. That's something. They all hang out with each other. No one's, like, left out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's always hanging out. And I think that's a good sign that everyone's getting along. Everyone's happy.
It's definitely a great time.
Yeah, it's a great time, man. Cause like COVID finally kind of dying down. We're almost back to normal. Chapters growing at like a really fast rate. Got like what seven guys? Like well, including you guys, like almost like eight nine guys from last semester.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like we're about to pick up six more this semester. You know, it's a good bit of guys to have. Be a good bit of guys for you to be in charge of too. That's gonna be rough.
Of course. Can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna start winding it down here. I would like to thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Of course. I couldn't do a show about the fraternity without having the very own vice president.
That recruited you, basically.
That recruited me.
Yeah. You're welcome.
If you guys enjoyed this show and would like to get more information about Phi Delta Theta, you can follow us on Instagram at Phi Delta WVG. My next guest will be our risk management chair, Zach Whip, in a few weeks. Hey, you have been listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM, and let's get back to the music.